Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail this morning. This is good news for all of us who are up early, by the way, listening to Breakfast Briefing, because the Mail says that Simon Harris is going to tell us today, if you get up early in the morning, you ought to feel the benefit, which is obviously shades of Leo Varadkar, who was talking a lot about getting up in the morning early, and some people criticised him for that, but Simon Harris obviously thought it was a good line, and he's going to repeat it today, because the Taoiseach will pledge in a pre-budget speech, if you work hard, you should be able to get ahead, not just get by. And he's also going to tell a breakfast meeting that if you get up early every morning and you go to work, you should feel the benefit of doing so. This is very exciting for all of us who are up early this morning. If you put in the overtime, you should see the reward, he's also going to say. That's the front of the Irish Daily Mail, previewing what Simon Harris is going to tell a business meeting with small business owners at breakfast time, obviously, because they're all up early. So at a breakfast meeting this morning, that's the front of the Mail. Now, one man who's probably up early in the morning is the mayor of Limerick, because he's giving out about working long hours. This is the front of the Irish Times. Limerick's mayor, John Moran, has complained that a lack of resources has forced him to work under extreme pressure and for long hours, far exceeding reasonable expectations. In correspondence with the Minister for Housing, John Moran has said the level of resources for his office means there's not sufficient support for him to be able to carry out the functions and electoral mandate that come with the role. The role, by the way, which pays €168,954. I'm not sure he's enjoying this job. I don't know. There's a lot of negative stories come out of Limerick recently about this whole mayor's office. Maybe he is enjoying it, but he does say he's working long hours. And also the department has defended its support for Moran's office, saying it has always engaged and worked collaboratively with Limerick City and County Council to support the new office there. So more about that on the front of the Irish Times. Also, I see German politics faces a new and uncertain era after the far-right Alternative for Germany party surged to a record 44% support in the eastern state of Saxony Anhalt. We'll speak to Derek Scally from the Irish Times shortly about what's going on in Germany and the first far-right party to be in control there, or certainly win the most seats since the Nazis era ended. That's the front of the Irish Times. The Irish Independent, the owners of about 25,000 Celtic Tiger era apartments have been waiting 2.5 years to repair fire safety risks in their homes. And it's all being blamed on red tape. This is the reason why there are delays in crucial government grants. Also, Susan Sarandon's on the front of the Irish Independent, and she said she's losing film work because of her support for Palestine, despite what she described as a broader shift in public opinion against US support for Israel. She says, speaking out about Palestine has cost me work. I suppose hard enough if you're an older woman in Hollywood to get work, and then if you start speaking about Gaza and Palestine as well, you'll probably find it a cold place to get any acting jobs. The Irish Examiner talks about a story which has been around for quite a while about these new rules for becoming citizens and the language test and all of that. So the Examiner has more details. Immigrants will have to prove they can speak English or Irish proficiently. Plenty of Irish people who can't speak Irish, but you're going to have to prove if you're an immigrant that you can speak English or Irish proficiently as part of the biggest reform of Ireland's citizenship rules in a generation. And there's all the details there on what the new guidelines being brought to Cabinet on Wednesday will include as part of the overhaul. As we say, you're going to have an English and Irish language test. Also, you're going to be tested on your Irish civics knowledge. So you'll have to do a CSPE test, it sounds like, and a requirement not to receive social protection payments for 2 years before your application, and also a requirement to be self-sufficient with a specified annual wage. They are the new rules. Katie Taylor is still on the front pages. She's the front of the Star. Thanks a punch. Katie Hill's mum, dad and fans for finale, which was beyond her wildest dreams. And the Irish Sun goes with Katie the Immortal, T-A-Y-L, retired Queen of the Ring Katie Taylor has admitted she'd love to stay involved in boxing in some way as she basked in the glory of her Croke Park triumph. Inside the papers, again, another story that was around last week. Heard a lot of talk about this on News Talk, but we've more meat on the bone today about it. Parents are going to be held responsible if their child breaks the law. We're going to have a new youth justice strategy, according to Minister Catherine Arda. She's hosting a big meeting of Fianna Fáil TDs and senators next week with Jim O'Callaghan to get their views on the youth diversion programme. We had an opinion poll in the Sunday Independent yesterday showing the vast majority of people think the government should strengthen laws to penalise parents of children brought before the courts. So there's going to be a big meeting next week, and Catherine Arda says that parental responsibility must be part of any strategy dealing with the challenge of young people involved in crime. So we shall watch this space. Back to the budget for a minute. Bad news if you go to the gym, you're not going to get a tax break. The Irish Independent says special tax incentives for gym membership will not form part of the budget. And that's despite we heard a load of TDs and ministers banging on about this in the past and saying that if you go to the gym, you should feel the benefit, like if you get up early in the morning. But apparently not. Sources have played down the prospect of a tax credit for gym membership, which was, by the way, first promised by Jack Chambers in Budget 2025, but is not going to happen. Couple of other stories for you. You too have a new coin out, or there's going to be a coin in honour of them. The Mail says to say you too have been coining it in would be an understatement, but now the band is literally on the money because they're being honoured with a special coin to celebrate their 50th anniversary. The coin is going to be issued by the Central Bank later this month to mark five decades to the day since the band held their first practice session in Larry Mullen's family kitchen. That was a big announcement made by the Central Bank. And staying with money and staying with millionaires, we have the first ever lotto draw on a Monday taking place tonight. The Star has the details. So the lotto is going to be three nights a week now rather than two. We are reducing the number of balls. We're getting rid of two balls. So it's going to go from 47 to 45. And it's a big change. Apparently, it means that your odds of winning the lotto are reduced from 1 in 10.7 million. Now it's only 1 in 8.1 million. They are your odds of winning the lotto. And we've a survey about what Irish people would do if they won the lotto. A lot of people who win the lotto or have a lot of money seem quite miserable, but we'd still like the chance to try it out ourselves. A third of people surveyed said their new lifestyle would include a VIP pass to everything. 26% want to buy a yacht and 23% want a helipad and a helicopter, I assume. 10% would splash out on a diamond-encrusted collar for their dog, while 8% would install a chandelier in their downstairs bathroom. And if they won on a Monday, 27% would immediately tell their family, pack their bags, we're going away. 19% would go away by themselves to let the news sink in. No mention of what I would do, which is give all the money to charity. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.